Hey guys, so today I am back with another podcast. Today we'll be talking about Riverdale Serenity Bros. Yeah, so we're gonna first start talking about yesterday's episode was pretty interesting.
Did you watch last night's?
Some of it. I didn't finish it yet. But it's pretty interesting to find out who the Black Hood was. I can't believe it was him. What do you have to say, Serenity?
Completely predictable. Like, Robert Aguirre's Acosta needs to step up his game, but he did in the last scene, though.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
I've seen that part, yeah.
The last scene, though. Should I just say what it is?
Yeah, sure.
Spoiler alert. I don't think Jughead's actually dead.
I don't think he is either.
Why would they kill off the main character?
One of the main characters.
He's the narrator.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
They wouldn't just oh, we're done with him. Bye.
Because, yeah.
I remember that Cole Sprouse said he always wanted to be Jughead, but he thought he was more of an Archie type, and the only reason he switched was because he found out that Jughead would be narrating and wouldn't die. And then when this happened, I forgot about that, and I was talking to my mom, and she said, didn't he like audition for Jughead because Jughead wasn't going to die?
Yeah,
because he's the narrator. This all happened like years ago in the show. Like, this is not showing present time.
Yeah.
The winter episodes last time came out in May.
Yeah, it's so delayed.
Yeah, so I don't think he's actually dead. And you know, it's the only sign of foul play other than being covered in blood was the gash on his arm. They didn't skin him. He still had a whole lot of skin on there.
Yeah.
If he was dead, his eyes would have been open.
Yeah, that too. Yes, you don't die with your eyes closed.
Unless you, like, die of natural causes.
Like, your eyes relax. Your bones relax. I mean, your bones. Your muscles relax.
Your muscles wouldn't force your eyes shut.
Well, yeah. They would just stay open.
Yeah, I mean, probably wasn't closing his eyes like, yeah, beat me up, okay. He was probably, like, opening his eyes trying to get out.
Yeah, so probably.
If he was dead, his eyes would have been like, woo!
Okay.
Ah, darkness. No, go away.
Is there really anything other than really, the Black Hood was really predictable, honestly.
What I did not see coming was, Cheryl joins the Serpents.
Yes, I did not see that coming. It was just out of nowhere.
I gave her a red jacket, though.
Good job.
The only thing I really have a problem with is, like, I know Jughead's not dead.
Yeah.
And no, like, some of this, it was a really good episode, but some of it was pretty predictable.
Yeah.
The only reason I have a problem with anything in it is that the only part that Fangs really gets is hospital scene, and Fangs is gone.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, it, like, am I allowed to cuss on this?
No.
Okay. It really ticks me off, though, because shouldn't they have had, like, Midge got a funeral?